military strikes against the Assad regime. We're going to show you the videos right now, walking you through them very quickly. I want to first caution viewers that some of the images in these videos, in fact, all of the images in these videos, are disturbing. But we are showing them to you because the nation is about to make a very momentous decision. We have seen a lot of video out there of alleged barbarity by Syrian rebels. This is also part of the debate, what is being shown to members of the Senate intelligence community. So here is video number one of the 13. It was shot, filmed on the date of the chemical weapons attack, the intelligence community says, in Jabar, which is outside Damascus in Syria. It focuses on a little boy, maybe 8 years old, in a room full of what appear to be dead and dying Syrians. We'll go to video two now. This video is about a minute 20 seconds long. It was shot in eastern Ghouta. It shows a man, if we can go to video two, it shows a man having a chemical reaction. Video two, having a man having a chemical reaction, it appears, vomiting. Those who have seen the video in the intelligence community say that this is consistent. These are symptoms consistent with an attack of a nerve agent, a chemical weapon. There's also a little girl who appears in this video in a yellow shirt. She's alive, but also appears to be having a reaction. Video number three of the 13 shown to the Senate intelligence community was allegedly filmed in Douma outside Damascus. It starts off with some night vision video. The intelligence community told the senators that for outdoor videos, they were able to compare the videos with overhead imagery and verify the terrain is legitimate. These are bodies of Syrians. Video number four of the 13 is approximately 51 seconds. It shows close-ups of eyes of Syrians who appear dead or dying from this chemical weapon attack that no one disputes happened. The question, of course, is who did it? Who carried it out? These videos do not show, they do not prove who carried that out. You can hear Syrians shouting that Assad's dogs are responsible, but that, of course, is not proof that Assad and his regime carried out these chemical weapons attacks. Let's look at video number five of the 13 that were shown to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee on Thursday. This one was approximately 32 seconds long. It's from eastern Ghouta. It's a close-up of a face of a boy who appears to be in the midst of a severe reaction. Again, these images are difficult to watch. We are showing them to you because it is part of what senators and members of the House are being shown as they make their decision. Video number six is approximately 2 minutes long. This boy in the red shirt, he appears to be having convulsions. He's maybe 5 years old. Very upsetting image. The intelligence community says, has told senators that these have been verified as authentic. Video number seven is approximately 18 seconds long, filmed in the Damascus suburb of Kafr Batna. Shows a bearded man convulsing on the ground. This is a quick video clip. Video number eight, shot outside Mu'adamiya, outside Damascus, appears to show a man frothing at the mouth. Again, the intelligence committee, the senators, were told by the intelligence community that these have been verified and they show the symptoms of a chemical weapons attack. Video number nine of the 13 shown to members of the Senate. Members of the House will be shown these videos shortly, if not before Monday, then on Monday. Video number nine shows a close-up of a boy with an oxygen mask on his face. Later in this video, the boy sits up. He seems to be struggling, but he is alive. But again, the intelligence community is telling members of the House and Senate that this is some of the proof of a sarin gas attack on the suburbs of Damascus, Syria. They say by the Assad regime, these videos do not prove that. These videos do not show who carried out this attack. Separately, the intelligence community says that they have evidence as to that. We have not been presented with that, the public or members of the media. Video number nine. We showed that already, the boy with the oxygen mask. Video number 10 from Kafr Batna as well shows a little boy maybe 2 years old as adults try to give him oxygen or water in a second. Very upsetting. The theory, of course, is that Damascus is an area that has been sympathetic and supportive to the rebels, and conventional weapon fighting by the Assad regime was not sufficient. And therefore, this theory goes, not proven, theory goes, there was a chemical weapon attack on the suburb. We know a chemical weapon attack occurred. We do not know who did it. Video number 11 of the 13 is also very upsetting, perhaps the most upsetting of all 13, appearing to be the dead bodies of many Syrians, dozens of Syrians, many of them children, some elderly individuals as well. Video number 12 of the 13 shown to members of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence was filmed in Douma outside Damascus, showing bodies wrapped up in shrouds. In the Muslim religion, bodies, burials take place within 24 hours of a death. And then the last video shown to members of the Senate Intelligence Committee and obtained by CNN was filmed in eastern Ghouta outside Damascus. It's a man holding a little boy who appears lifeless around other bodies. It is a very upsetting and disturbing image. Obviously, more evidence as to why the Obama administration feels that chemical weapons are weapons beyond the pale, and why military intervention is needed. Whether or not military intervention, Frederica, is the answer, is the appropriate response to such an attack, is not a claim we are making right now. It is not a suggestion I am making at all. But we are showing these videos because, as upsetting as they are, it is part of the debate. It is part of what members of the House and Senate will make their decision on, whether or not this kind of barbarity, if there is evidence that Assad was responsible. And I, as a member of the public and as a member of the media, have not been presented with any evidence proving that Assad carried this out. But if there is evidence, it is an open question as to whether a military response is the appropriate one. But members of the House and Senate are looking at videos like these and deciding whether or not this will play a role.